Nietzsche wrote and thus spoke Zarathustra, "Laziness is the mother of all vices, but it is also the mother of all inventions. Therefore, it is up to us to choose which path to follow." Nietzsche's thought on laziness and procrastination centers on the idea that they are manifestations of a weakness of will and a lack of commitment to life. He saw laziness as a symptom of a lack of purpose or direction in existence, and considered it primarily as an obstacle. Nietzsche advocated for the affirmation of the will to power, which involves an active commitment to the pursuit of excellence. He believed that the truly powerful and fulfilled man is the one who strives to overcome his limitations and reach his maximum potential, rather than succumbing to complacency and inactivity. As for procrastination, Nietzsche also saw it as a way to evade responsibilities and postpone the achievement of important goals. He advocated for a life of action and personal improvement, and saw laziness and procrastination as obstacles to achieving greatness. Nietzsche wrote about procrastination in his work Thus Spoke Zarathustra, specifically in the chapter titled On the Idle. In this chapter, Nietzsche criticizes the passive and complacent attitude towards life, and indirectly addresses the issue of procrastination by saying, "Look here, friends, man is something that must be overcome. I wonder what you have done to overcome it. All beings so far have created something beyond themselves, and you want to be the evaders of that bridge? What is the ape to man? A laughingstock or a painful embarrassment? And the same shall be man to the Superman, a laughingstock or a painful embarrassment." Procrastination takes us away from our genius. We remain looking around without seeing anything, like mere shells lacking content. We are killing time, and with it, life. Sloth can also be an attitude towards life, a lack of concern or interest as a response to a lack of self-confidence or self-worth. It is as if the person believes that nothing they do can be interesting since they are not worthy of any interest, and they stop caring about their own health, appearance, or well-being. Sloth, better known as procrastination, can be linked to chaos and disconnection with ourselves and our essence. It is the opposite of who we really are. If we are aware of feeling this sloth, we can use it as an opportunity to learn about ourselves and change the course of our lives. It is interesting to know that desire and sloth come from the same Latin verb desidere. Sloth is abandoning an opportunity, an abandonment that ends up denoting laziness. Desire is yearning for an opportunity. When we decide to stop doing something, we simultaneously choose to avoid an opportunity and, at the same time, we are lamenting its loss. As Nietzsche says in Schopenhauer as educator, we have to answer for our existence to ourselves. Therefore, we want to be the true helmsman who steer it, and are not willing to let it resemble a mere chance devoid of thought. This existence requires taking it with a certain boldness and certain danger. For Nietzsche, fear is laziness. To overcome procrastination, we must conquer fear. If we want to be authentic and unleash our full potential, we must face complex situations, make difficult decisions, and take charge of ourselves. In short, assume responsibility for our lives. Each of us is the creator of our day-to-day, which means rejecting indolence, indifference, and cowardice. Hermann Hesse wrote, "Time and again, one clings to the things to which one has grown fond and thinks that it is loyalty, but it is just laziness." When we procrastinate, we are immersed in future thoughts and are unable to do the work we had planned to do at the present moment. The consequences of this behavior are often detrimental. For example, if we abstain from performing necessary tasks, this will negatively influence future results and the acquisition of resources. But the most ironic thing is that the act of repeated procrastination probably costs us more energy than doing the task itself. Procrastination means that we delay or postpone things. Sometimes this is inevitable because something more important happens or external circumstances seriously hinder our ability to act. When this happens, we either choose to procrastinate for a very good reason, which is often moral or ethical, and the circumstances simply make it impossible for us to accomplish our tasks. However, most procrastination is done without legitimate reasons, or more specifically, trivial reasons that we have rationally transformed into legitimate reasons. An example of this is when we tell ourselves that we deserve a break or respite, during which we choose to be on social networks, sleep, or do other things more entertaining than our task. Obviously, we all need breaks sometimes, but when we set out to work according to a set schedule, this so-called break is probably just an excuse not to do the task. Given all of the above, the following question arises: why do we procrastinate, and where does it come from? Performing a task, whether it is writing a script, editing a video, going for a run, or exercising, generally requires effort. The main reason is that we associate tasks with effort, the need for energy, focus, and dedication, and we link these factors with boredom and pain. Therefore, we see these tasks as unpleasant and prefer to spend our time seeking immediate gratification, which is much easier to obtain. So we trade the act of performing tasks for short-term pleasure, which leads to short-term gratification at the expense of achieving long-term goals. The problem with short-term gratification is that shortly after the high, we experience the inevitable low. Many people live a life that is basically a succession of short-term pleasures and never get anywhere in the long term because they are not willing to sacrifice their time and energy without obtaining instant gratification in return. When people begin to realize that they are not achieving anything due to repeated procrastination, they begin to wonder how they can break the cycle. To break the cycle, it is important to know what the root of procrastination is. The starting point of procrastination is that we fear performing a certain task. We have already argued that this fear comes from an association with boredom and pain. But the question is, why are certain tasks considered painful? There is much more to this than just the prospect of expending energy. Normally, anxiety and a lack of self-confidence are the main symptoms for which we procrastinate. When we are anxious, we can idealize a challenging task, making it much more difficult in our minds than it really is. The prospect of performing an almost impossible task causes anxiety, and this anxiety can numb us to the point where we do not act at all. This anxiety often goes hand in hand with a lack of confidence, meaning that we do not believe we are up to the task and therefore avoid it. In both cases, the root of procrastination lies in our thinking about the task and not so much in the task itself. Ancient philosophers were constantly concerned about procrastination. The Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius wrote in his Meditations that work is part of human nature. He argued that when we engage in lazy behaviors, we do not love ourselves enough. The philosopher Seneca argued that postponement is the greatest waste of life. In short, by postponing, we give up our control, since inevitably the present is where the future is built. So if we do not act now and do the things we can, we succumb to a future that is completely out of control. Although the previous suggestions from the Stoics are solid reasons why we should not procrastinate, they do not seem to provide us with a solution. There must be something we can do to reduce the fear of performing unpleasant tasks, especially when we are unsure about our abilities. It is simple, sometimes trivial, but the only way to take the first step is simply to start. When we begin, we will find that our worries and mental blocks disappear one by one, and before we know it, time flies, and things get done. However, the problem with procrastination is that we never really start. When a task seems so big that it is almost impossible to finish, we will never be able to start with confidence in this task. And when we think we have all the time in the world, there is not much incentive to start at this moment. Therefore, we have to deal first with the mental blocks to make a good start. First, it is recommended to perform a Stoic exercise that reminds us of the impermanence of life, called Memento Mori. Because if we realize that our lives are limited and that time is not unlimited, that motivates us to act immediately. With this perspective, it is important to break down seemingly enormous tasks into small achievable tasks. In this way, we will not start something thinking it is too difficult, but we will always start with the smallest part of the task. This creates a chain of small successes, which can then culminate in great achievements.